song.
Everyone, welcome back to this Full Press Hockey Daily here on the Full Press Radio Network. I'm your host, Jim Behringer, the voice of Full Press Hockey. Get this iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Get the latest Full Press Hockey Weekly Show, Pucks After Dark, along with the Full Press NHL Podcast and the Final Word on Hockey, part of the Full Press Coverage Network. Big news today, National Hockey League. We're talking about it. DJ Smith out in Ottawa. Great articles up right now, fullpresshockey.com from Murray Pam. Also, NHLRumors.com as well from yours truly. The Senators, look, it's no secret. DJ Smith entering the final year of his contract. There was a lot of noise around him. Was he going to make it to the end of the season? He's probably not coming back as head coach next year. And even if this team made the playoffs, the contract extension wasn't guaranteed. Steve Staios is the president of hockey operations. Now he's the interim general manager after Pierre Dorion was fired. But this team had no choice. Amid a four-game losing streak, the road trip's not great. They went over to Sweden. They played well. Daniel Iverson on the bench. They come back. They haven't been the same team. Goaltending, defense, up and down. DJ Smith's not getting it done for the Senators. And look, this team wanted to be patient. But let's think about it for a minute. There's a lot of turmoil with this group. It's been documented. Again, Murray does a great job for Full Press Hockey. You get the Shane Pinto contract situation, which leads to the gambling suspension. Pinto still needs a contract, but that's not even the lead story. But we're talking about, oh, how are we going to get Pinto signed? Is Matthew Joseph going to go? Is this one going to go? Pierre Dorion put this team up against the salary cap, and you can clearly see that he didn't do a good job managing the cap because he paid Tarasenko, and Tarasenko's been fine, but he paid him too much money. But the issue was you didn't take care of your hometown guys first and then say, hey, here's the leftover for Tarasenko. Ottawa started off good, then they lulled, then they came back. But the goaltending has not been good, and you give Korpisalo that deal. Defensively, they looked good. Again, the injury bug hit them. But then you get the Dorion firing because, you know, what happened, the loss of the first-round draft pick because of the Evgeny Dadonov situation. Michael Andlauer buys the team. He rips into the NHL about not knowing about the investigation that it was going on, not knowing there was potential that a first-round draft pick could be lost. And at the time, everybody thought, you know, nothing's going to happen. But, of course, Anaheim and Vegas, you know, they wanted something out of this because, well, you know, they had a deal in place. And, oh, by the way, the Senators forgot to report that Dadonov had a 10-team trade list and the Ducks were on it. Now, we'll see if anything comes of it. Most likely that the Senators will get the draft pick back. But, again, that hasn't been decided here or there. The league will handle it when the time is right, and they'll probably announce it before the draft. If not, you know, whenever the Senators decide to give up their first-round draft pick. So you have all this turmoil going on with the team. So much in-season stuff that the players backed DJ Smith. They said, we want to get it done. They didn't want to make the coaching change. They probably should have done it earlier in the year. So when things keep spiraling out of control, what do? Well, they hired their former coach that brought them to Stanley Cup Final, a couple Eastern Conference Championships, the winningest coach in franchise history, Jacques Martinson, as a special advisor to DJ Smith. And the speculation began as DJ Smith's time in Ottawa running out. Well, it finally ran out. And besides, when Jacques Martin came in, the writing was on the wall. Despite what the organization has said, despite everything that was coming out, Jacques Martin was brought in for one reason and one reason only, and that was to replace DJ Smith at some point in this season because DJ Smith was not surviving this season. And if he did, either A, he wasn't being brought back, which they're not doing, but B, they needed a different voice in that room. And oh, by the way, Daniel Alfredson is going to join him on the bench because Daniel Alfredson was there as well. And Daniel Alfredson played for DJ Smith. It was going to only benefit DJ Smith, but the problem is DJ Smith was probably looking over his shoulder the whole time saying, what's this guy doing here? And I know Steve Staios didn't want to make the change, but at some point you have no choice because your team's on a four-game losing streak and they just don't look interested in playing for DJ Smith anymore. And it's a mercy firing. That's what it really was. The Ottawa Senators had expectations this year to make the playoffs. They're dead last in the Eastern Conference. Dead last. Not good enough. And look, DJ had to pay a price. You know, Dave Pagnotta said early on, myself and Bruce Seaman on a Full Press NHL podcast, that changes were coming in the offseason. And they still believe they're going to get a new coach and a new general manager. Steve Staios will not be the general manager. He'll remain as the president of hockey operations. But I think they're going to go new GM, new coach, whole nine yards, because this team has expectations to be better. Now, we've seen the coaching bump in Edmonton. Chris Knobloch doing a great job. They had an eight-game winning streak before the back-to-back losses and issues that were early on in the season reared their ugly head defensively and with goaltending. But Minnesota's getting that coaching bump as well with John Hines behind the bench. And now we're seeing it in St. Louis. Drew Bannister, you know, two wins for St. Louis, replacing Craig Berube. Oh, by the way, one of those wins was against the Ottawa Senators. And many people thought DJ Smith was going to get fired a few weeks ago when they lost 5-0 to Florida. They looked lifeless. And they probably should have made the move then, and that would have maybe saved their season. Doubt they get to the playoffs now. It's just too many teams to pass. 12 points, that's a lot of points to pass and teams to pass. But the players are going to own this thing because they wanted DJ Smith to stay. And I think the Senators wanted to be patient with him to see if he could turn this thing around. And you see what's happening in Buffalo with, you know, with Donnie Granato. And we'll see if they make a change there. But they gave him an extension. But again, expectations there. And now we're seeing what's going on in Arizona with Andre Tournier. Instead of the cycling of coaches, they let these guys stay. And you've seen what Tournier is doing with the Coyotes. They're in the mix a little bit for the wild card out there. They're up and down, but they're still hanging around in that central division. Ottawa was there, and then they just tailed off. And that's not a good thing. And Minnesota's kind of backing in the central. St. Louis, it's weird because St. Louis, you know, when Berube was there, they were a team they were hard to play against, win board battles, everything like that. And you're seeing it now with Drew Bannister. They're getting back to their style of play. But again, in St. Louis, there was the roster construction wasn't good enough, right? And we saw it in Minnesota, like Minnesota too, right? Billy Guerin, we had Jesse Pierce on Full Press NHL podcast too. But Bill Guerin was up against a salary cap and he had constraints. You're $15 million behind the salary cap. That's going to hurt any team. But again, the personnel on the ice, top guys not performing. Similar situation in Edmonton, top guys not performing. Defense is bad, not getting the goaltending. All of a sudden, the new coach, things are turning around, but they're not doing anything differently. Like, the system's still the same, but the players just needed a new voice. Seeing that in St. Louis, too, they just needed a new voice, and good on Jordan Kyrou. You know, one night he's getting booed by the fans, the next night he's getting cheered. It's good on him to step his game up and not let it affect him. But you see the teams that are struggling make it a coaching change, and now four coaching changes, three in the West, one in the East. Defense, goaltending, top guys not showing up. That's a problem. And especially for a Senators team that wants to make the playoffs, you need guys to do that. So there's similarities there. And then there's New Jersey, where New Jersey Devils, again, at the beginning of the year, defense, goaltending, top guys not performing. And now Lindy, you know, Lindy Ruff's name was out there. Potentially you make a coaching change. You know, was it Andrew Brunette? Did they keep the wrong? Look, if he didn't get a 2-year contract extension and just exercise the option, we can have that conversation. Because it's nights like against the Anaheim Ducks that drive the fans crazy because of you lose to a team you're not supposed to lose to. And the Devils do that going back years, even their cup championship teams. You lose to teams you're not supposed to. And the Devils are giving away 6 points to bad teams. And you could even say 10 points because of the two losses to Washington in the division. That's really hurt them. And they're not getting the goaltending, the defense. And look, Lindy Ruff had outs because Jack Hughes and Nico Hischier weren't there for a while. And Hischier's back, Hughes is back, and they're lighting it up. But again, you can't lose to San Jose, Columbus, and Anaheim. No offense to those teams because the Ducks are now on a heater. Adam Henrique's got 4 goals now in his last 2 games and revenge tour hat trick against his former club. But good teams find a way to beat the bad teams because that's what contending teams do, and they blow them out. Lindy Ruff's job is safe for now, but I will say it again. I don't think he deserved to have that extension. I don't think he deserved to have that extension at the beginning of the year, because what did he do to earn that? Team into the playoffs, they went to the second round and got blitzkrieged. Goaltending and defense was an issue, especially the goaltending. We know Tom Fitzgerald's looking to get goaltending. We know Tom Fitzgerald's looking to upgrade the D, but Dougie Hamilton's $9 million is factoring in a lot here. You know, is he on LTIR? Is he not on LTIR? He's on IR. When is he coming back? So they got to factor in $9 million. There's not much out there. Top talent-wise, defensively, we know what's out there. Hanifin, Tanev in Calgary. Do they look at Vladar? Maybe Markstrom there as well. You look at the Jake Allen, John Gibson in Anaheim. We thought maybe a trade had happened. Gibson doesn't come back out for the third period. He was sick. He didn't feel well. He's dehydrated. What about Saros down in Nashville? Yes or no, maybe so. But again, there's not many options for them, and there's a lot of teams going after the same players. And again, what's going back? How do you factor in $9 million, especially a guy with Gibson? Who knows what they do? You know, he's still got a couple years left at $6.4 million. You offset that money with a guy like Vitek Vanacek. Does he really factor into the plans? So there's a lot of things going on, and I just don't think the coaching carousel is going to find its way, you know, for a team like New Jersey. I think right now, maybe next year, you could say maybe Lindy Ruff's on the hot seat a little bit. But again, let's see. The Devils are still within range. There's only a couple points separate second and seventh in the Metro. So there's still work to be done. Again, the goalie market's crowded, but Montreal holds all the cards when it comes to it. They got the 3 goalies. Detroit had 3 goalies, but they may be down to 1 goalie. L.A., Copley's out there. Does Columbus move a guy like Elvis Merzlikins or a Spencer Martin? You know, Tampa, they didn't get anybody. They survived. Now Vasilevsky's back, and we know it's going to take time for Vazzy to get back. He may not be himself till next year, back surgery. So a lot of things going on, but again, the big thing is these coaching bumps. Does Ottawa get it against Arizona, because they have not looked great on this road trip, and they need to salvage this season? Whether they make the playoffs, it doesn't matter. But we've seen these coaching bumps work, and we'll see if it works for the Ottawa Senators. But this has been Jim Berenger, Full Press Hockey Daily, here on the Full Press Radio Network. Get it iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Guys, holiday season's here. Enjoy it. Enjoy. The World Juniors coming up as well. Take care. We'll be back again real soon.